Back to old business, and we got one case, and that is case number 12,039.
Would you like me to reread?
And that was waiting for the survey, correct?
Yes. So the survey was passed out during the break. You'll find it in front of you. We received it October 18th.
It won't meet the side setbacks if you turn it the other way.
But they could have moved it over and put it in the center. They had enough room.
There's a driveway that's not shown on this survey. It's shown on the original. If you look in your original.
The final, yes.
Yep. Yeah, there's
but that's a driveway where there was something else already there. Okay. But they tore that down, and instead of putting the dwelling over by the driveway, they didn't choose to do that.
No, they were wanting to put it right back where it was, the original dwelling.
Mm-mm. No, they didn't.
Yeah, in the old.
No, but the home had to be placed on one of the sites so that the equipment to set the home. Could
right.
safely maneuver on site. It didn't have anything to do with the place that was already there.
That's right.
It was because
but they wanted to put it there. There was an existing septic and a tank and whatnot.
I thought it said it had to do it for the equipment to get in there.
Yeah,
and set it.
That's what he said. Didn't have anything to do
was,
with
it. That was also a reason.
And I believe.
But if you look at the original survey,
yeah.
This second survey we've got doesn't show the
driveway.
The driveway.
No.
But the driveway doesn't allow necessarily to put the.
Well, you can lose part of his driveway to get it back.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. And because of the septic, I think that he also wanted it there.
The tank and the septic is in the back of the old survey.
Yeah.
You see that back there.
Well, his well is all the way in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 50.
Yeah, they have to be 100 feet apart.
Mm-hmm. And to be.
But moving it to the center was another reason. Moving it to the center would make it difficult to set the house because of the
trees taken out.
Right,
if
they
trees taken
and crane
more trees,
and so.
They could have done it. But he said that the surveyor, they relied on the surveyor to determine the area where the home could be placed. And that it was the surveyor's fault.
So it wasn't created by the applicant.
Nate. Yeah, that'd be the case. It wouldn't be created by the applicant.
It's not created by the applicant, but you'd have to have some type of responsibility.
Yeah, they assumed that the surveyor would. They relied on the surveyor.
It was easier to set it, do it that way, and then ask forgiveness.
Relied on the surveyor, and assumed that he knew where the setbacks were, and when he did the placement. Mark,
11-foot variance is what he needs.
Yeah.
11.9 when I figured it out. Where was it at? Somewhere.
11.9
or 11.7 to the corner.
Yep.
11.7 feet to the corner.
What was 11 foot? It's 15 foot on the side, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This
right. 16 on one side and 11.7 on that one corner.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And the AC's on that side.
Well, this survey is showing 12 feet. That was the old one, the existing.
Okay.
The old existing one was 11.7.
You're right.
The new one's 12 feet.
Yeah. 12 okay. feet. You okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see.
So he needs less of a variance.
Less than what he had.
Oh, yeah. You're right. How about that? It is less.
What is the date on this one? On the new survey?
The new one is...
So they're looking for a 3.3 foot from the side yard for the 15 foot required for the dwelling, and then...
According to the survey, they only
And then with
three.
The steps, it ends up being 7.3 feet for the steps.
That is less.
So it is less.
Yeah, because they're not showing the steps on that other one, on the new one.
Well, that was existing dwelling, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's existing because...
Yeah.
But that's
this
not...
This is as constructed, so this is the existing... What's there currently, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was as built as what was provided in the packet.
Right. So the existing was the same one that we asked for another survey.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this one then, the one we got tonight? Because it's not the same as what they put in the packet.
Well, we left it open for a preliminary survey.
Okay, but what I'm saying is this isn't the same as what we have here.
Right.
They got a survey not showing the steps or anything in that, in the new one.
Right.
Yeah. And the old one's showing the steps in that.
So is this the old dwelling or the new dwelling?
I believe that what we had in the original packet, because it was the as constructed, it's showing as existing because it's been placed.
Okay. So it's
whereas the
dwelling.
What I provided you with tonight, which was what was requested, was the original boundary sure. survey that was provided or done prior to
the placement.
Oh, okay. Okay. Proposed location survey.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
So the surveyor proposed that it be different than what it actually got set.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Correct.
So it wasn't all the surveyor. Part of the surveyor. Okay. I don't have any questions.
Okay.
No questions, Mr. Chairman. No questions.
Mr. Mills, no further. Okay. Hearing no further questions, if we're ready to vote, or we need more time, gentlemen, ladies.
Sure.
You ready?
Yes,
Mr. Mills.
Mr. Chairman, I think that it's a long, unique lot that... obviously, you can't fit the home with the front of the house the other way and meet the side setbacks. So they chose to put it in a different configuration, and because of the difficulty with the setting the house, it needed to be further to the side. And that wasn't created by the applicant. They relied on a surveyor to do placement markings and within the setback requirements. And so I don't think it was created by the applicant. I think it's amenable to afford relief. I make a motion that we approve case number 12,039.
Do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,039. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,039 is approved. Okay.
So we should probably send Mr. Hammond a letter, too.
Yeah.
You do that?
Yep.
Do that.
Letting him know that he's... not doing what he's supposed to.
Okay.
I'll be sending several letters out.
We thank you for that. Alrighty, that's all the public hearings. That's all the old business, other business. Now we got additional business. And the first one on our additional business is the 2018 meeting schedule.
I do have a list of the schedule. I don't know if you were received it.